Franco had not waited until the German Feuerzauber transports arrived to initiate his airlift. He used the few planes he had on hand and supplemented his fleet with Italian Savoia bombers as he received them. By 1 August, he had moved 800 legionaries across to Spain. Frustrated at the slow pace, he began shipping legionaries and Moroccans by sea as well, using his available fighter aircraft to fly cover. The Feuerzauber flights began a week into August. Thus bootstrapping, by the end of September, Franco had 13,000 men on the peninsula and some 400 tons of equipment. Another 1,000 men and another 100 tons of gear would follow in October. It was the world's first large-scale military airlift, and it kept the rebellion alive. Barcelona's Black July 19 passed into history, the New York Times' Fernsworth reports, but rebellion was spreading through Spain like an underground fire, bursting out again in new places. The Republic had secured most of the major cities, Madrid, Valencia, Malaga, Alicante, Almeria, Bilbao. There was still fighting in the cities of Old Castile, the region of central Spain north of Madrid beyond the Guadarrama Mountains that extends up to the Bay of Biscay. In Extremadura, touching Portugal to the west. In Galicia, the far northwestern Spanish province that was Franco's birthplace. In Asturias, along the Bay of Biscay east of Galicia. In Catholic Navarre, in the northeastern corner of the country. From the Ebro River up into the Pyrenees. In these regions, says Fernsworth, the rebels held Burgos and Valladolid, Granada, Seville, and Cadiz, Badajoz, La Coruña, Oviedo, Santander, and Pamplona. And across the Straits of Gibraltar, the Moroccans had come under the standard of revolt and were being poured into Spain. Staging inland from Gibraltar, which the British continued to control, Franco intended to drive northeast towards Madrid, the Spanish capital. Taking it while the Republican government scrambled to train and organize an army that had lost its officer corps might have shortened the war. But partly because his experience had been limited to field command in Africa, partly because he was fighting a civil war, Franco determined to advance.